Mesechtes Bava Kama, Daf Samach Aleph, 14 lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph, Atinu Mishnah, and our Mishnah will continue to discuss the Hezek of Eish, and the Mishnah states, Over Gedda Shugavaya Dal Lamis, if Reuven creates a fire in his own Rishus, and the fire spreads into his neighbor's field, and it jumps over a stone wall, which is not flammable, and which is 4 Amis tall, Oyder Harabim, or if it traverses an area which is 16 Amis wide, which is the standard Rishus Harabim, and as Rashi says, Derech Harabim Yudvel Vamis, Ma'agol Sedigli Midbo, and we learned that out in Masechta Shabbos from the wagons that we used in the Midbar when putting together the Mishkan. And similarly, Oynar, or if it traverses a river, and when we learn the Gemara, we will discuss how wide this river is. And the Mishnah tells us that in all these cases, Pata, Reuven will be Pata, since it's not normal for a fire to jump over a wall of 4 Amis, or a Derech Harabim, or a Nar, therefore it's considered Oynis, and Reuven is Pata. And the Mefarshim discussed that this Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where he created the fire in his own Rishus, and then it traveled and went into Shimon's Rishos. However, Reuven created a fire in an area where he did not have permission to create that fire, then he would be chayiv no matter how far the fire would travel. And our Gemara begins by asking a stira of Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, of Ruged the Shugavaya Abba Amis Chayiv, that if Reuven created a fire in his own Rishos and the fire jumped over a wall which was 4 Amis tall, then Reuven would be chayiv. And in our Mishnah we stated, of Ruged the Shugavaya Dal Amis, that Reuven would be Pata as is considered Oynis. And the Gemara answers, on Rapapa explains that the chilip between our Mishnah and the Brisa is our Mishnah holds the Abba Abba Chlal, and therefore Tani Dunka Choshim Mal Lamata. Our Tana was telling you when Reuven would be Potter, and he's telling you that Sheish Am is Potter. If you have a wall that's 6 Am is tall, that's certainly a Potter, and Chamish Am is Potter, and if you have a wall that's 5 Am is tall, then you would still be Potter. And Ad Abba Amma is Potter, that even if you have a wall that's only 4 Am is tall, you'll still be Potter, and we say Abba Abba Chlal. And whatever Tana brought Mil Matal Malaka Choshim, the Brisa is actually discussing the Chiyuv of Reuven. It's calculating and explaining how until when Reuven is going to be chayiv. Shtei amis chayiv. Reuven is going to be chayiv if he only had a wall that was 2 amis tall. Sholosh amis chayiv. And if he had a wall that's 3 amis tall, he will still be chayiv. However, ad abba amis chayiv, until the point that he reaches 4 amis, then he will be chayiv. However, if he has a wall that's exactly 4 amis tall, then he would be potter. Now, certainly the Brice has stated, Avra geda shugavaya abba amis chayiv. So, l'chaya, how can we say that abba amis means until 4 amis? And the Mefarshim explained that it's as if the Brice has stated, ad abba amis chayiv, in the town of the Brisa hold the ad v'lo yad b'chlal, and therefore it's telling us that only until it reaches 4 amis would he be chayiv, but once the wall is 4 amis tall, then he'd be potter. And Ayin and Taisis who points out that once the Gemara is explaining that we are being gerus in the Brisa, the Lashon ad abba amis, therefore it must be that we were gerus in the Mishnah, the Lashon ad abba amis as well, as otherwise the question of the Gemara wouldn't even begin, as certainly we'd be able to say that the Mishnah is talking about when the wall was 4 amis tall, and the Brisa is talking about a case where the wall was less than 4 amis, and therefore it must be that we're gerus in the Mishnah, the Lashon ad dal amis, and that's why Rashi had to explain that the Tana of the Mishnah holds ad v'abachlal, and the Tana of the Brisa holds ad v'loy abachlal. And Taisis in the last line of Dima Maskel Tanya over Geda, where Taisis says v'yishleima the kibin like tani ad loykan v'loykan, and since lemaisa we don't have the Lashon ad not in the Mishnah and not in the Brisa, svaru who therefore it's a svaru the chiyecha the hak b'fishu ba'ad hachnami b'fishu ba'ad. Since ultimately we explain the Brisa as if it says the Lashon ad, therefore in the Mishnah we have to explain as if it says ad as well. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that Taisis explains when the Mishnah stated Avra Geda Shu Gavoya Dalar Amis, we measure those Dalar Amis from the top of the wood, which is the fuel source of this fire, and not from the top of the fire. And even if the fire was higher than that point, and the actual fire even reaches above the wall, however, as long as the actual wall reaches above the wood and above the source of fuel by 4 Amis, then Reuven would be Potter. The way that we're understanding our Gemara is based on the second Pshat in Taisis, which begins 10 lines from the end of Taisis Diva Maskel of Rageda. However, Ayin Taisis, we first bring down for the Re, a different Pshat. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rava, Rava states, Da'al Amr Sha'amru de Potter, Afilu B'stei Kaitim. Then in our Mishnah, when we stated that Reuven will be Potter if he has a wall that's 4 Amis tall, the din would be, even if the neighboring field was full of thorns, and of course, thorns are much more flammable. And Amr Papa, Musfats Kaitim, Ulamaila, Da'al Amis. And Amr Papa explains, in a scenario where the neighboring field is a field of thorns, then it's not enough that the height of the stone wall will be 4 amis above the wood of Reuven, and the only time that Reuven will be Potter is only if his wall was at least 4 amis taller than the thorns in the neighboring property. And as Rashi states, "Vafilo b'stei kaitzim, afilo heitz sada shekafetzes l'sham ha'or me'al l'gedo melei kaitzim shenerech eish l'var b'lo daleg Potter," that even if the neighboring property is filled with thorns and it's easier to catch onto thorns because it's flammable, even so Reuven will be Potter as long as his wall is 4 amis taller than the kaitzim. And the Gemara continues and brings brings machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav states, Leishanu el bekalachas, and our Mishnah is only referring to a scenario where the fire is burning straight up and in a column and it's burning vertically. However, if the fire is burning on a horizontal plane, afilad be'am chayiv, and even if it would travel a distance of 100 amos, then Ruvi would still be chayiv. It seems that Rashi learns our Gemara in two different ways, as Rashi brings two different pshatim as to what nechvefes means. And in Rashi's first pshat, he says, Sharuach mata isa, that the ruach blows the fire to the sides, bekoifel it studin, and therefore crouches down to its side, umafsik hashalevis for delegas, and therefore the fire will jump. And it seems that according to this pshat, Rashi is telling us that Rav is actually referring to the first case of the Mishnah, that even though we said that if you have a gedda that's gevoyed al lamis, then you will be pata. However, if you have a scenario where the fire is nechvefes, then the wall won't hold back the fire, and therefore Ruvin will still be chayiv, as the fire will definitely jump over the wall. However, Rashi continues, lishlachrina, nechvefes, that losh nechvefes is from the losh of ish nemucha, hoyleches v'nesrechas basavim v'kasvamim sh'algabi akaka, that you have a very low fire, which is traveling along the grass and along wood chips that are on the ground, and this is similar to a brush fire. And if this lishlachrina of Rashi, it seems that Rav and Shmuel are not discussing a case of the gedda shekvoy dalamis, but it's going on the case of the Mishnah of Derech Rabim. Rav is teaching us that the only time that we say that a Derech Rabim will prevent the fire from traveling is only if the fire is going straight up and it's in a column. However, if there is a brush fire, and therefore, as Rashi says, Hilkach Hafila over Derech Rishus Rabim Rachim Oyed Chayiv, and therefore, in this case, even if the fire would travel over Rishus Rabim, which is very wide, Reuven would still be Chayiv. And certainly, for the Lashon of Gemara, Afilad Meir Mil is definitely mashma like the second shot of Rashi, as then we're talking about traveling a distance, as Mil measures distance. However, Lachir, according to the first shot of Rashi, that we're talking about a wall, so Lachir, the Lashon of Rav should have been Afilad Meir Amo Chayiv. And Ayin Taisis, who points this out as well, and he says that according to that pshat, there would be Gurus Afilad Meir Amo. And Ayin Taisis, who's bothered that according to the second pshat of Rashi, that we're talking about the actual distance and we're talking about the Derech Rabim, so the machlekes that we're now having between Rav and Shmuel have no connection to our Gemara, and really the Gemara should have continued onto the din of Derech Rabim, and at that point brought the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And by the fact that we brought the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, at this point we were talking about the Gedder, so it's mashma that's going on the case of a Gedder and not in the case of Derech Rabim, Ayin and Taisvis. And the Gemara continues and brings the sheet of Shmuel, Ushmuel Oman, Shmuel Ogden Rabbi, he says, Masisa ben Chvefes, that Amish is talking about a case where there was a brush fire or the fire was bent over and the fire is traveling on a horizontal plane, Avbukalachis, but if the fire is going straight up in a column, Afilu Kolshu Potter, and even if there is only a space of a Kolshu, then you'd be Potter. Once again, according to the first Pshat of Rashi, this is going on the stone wall that separates between the fire that's in Ruvin's Rishus and Shimon's Rishus, and according to the second pshat, then this would be going on the Derech Rabim, and even if you don't have a 16 wide amma space between Ruvin's field and Shimon's field, that Shmuel holds that since the fire is going straight up, therefore you don't have to be concerned that maybe it'll travel and jump into Shimon's field, and therefore you'll be patur, even though there was only a space of a kolshu. And the Gemara continues, Tanika Vosir Rav, that we have a brisa that's exactly like Rav, as the brisa states, that when the Mishnah state that you need a Derech Rabim is only when the fire is going straight up in a column, al ben chvefes, but if the fire is traveling along a horizontal path, and the Eitz Metzuyin law, and there's wood along its path to fuel the fire, afilu ad mea mil chayiv, then even if it travels 100 mil, then Reuven would still be chayiv. Brisa continues, avrinar oishleiv l'shehem rechavim ches amos, and even if the fire was nechvefes, and it was traveling along a horizontal path, however, if it jumps over a river, or a shleilus, which the Gemara will define in a moment, and the river or the shleilus was 8 amos wide, then pata, then Reuven will be potter. And before we continue, let's keep in mind that in our Mishnah, when we mention a nar, the Mishnah did not define as to how wide the nar has to be, and Rashi didn't mention anything either. And from this brisa, it would seem that a Mishnah is referring to a nar that was at least 8 amos wide, and only in that case would it be potter. However, it is possible to say that the brisa is only telling us the din that even if you have a fire that's nechvefes and is traveling along a horizontal plane, that you would still be potter if there was a nar that was 8 amos wide. And maybe in our Mishnah, which according to Rav is talking about a case where the fire was traveling upwards and it was traveling vertically, then maybe even if the nar was narrower than 8 amos, that Reuven would still be pata b'tzarech biyar. Keep in mind that according to the first pshat of Rashi, that Rav and Shmuel were being chilek as to the height of a wall, so l'chayr, this brisa certainly mentions a mil, and certainly it's talking about a derech rishus rabim, and therefore l'chayr, how could this brisa bring a raya to the case of a wall? And I in the last line of Tesis Yuvim Asal Leishanu El Bekalachas, where it says, afagat the brisa of Tanya Kavosei, goris mil de b'reich avayri, v'loy begoyva k'diktoni v'eitzim mitzuyin law, mikol mokim shapikara, Tanya Kavosei, the Braisa Mukbar, Lemastisa Bekalechas, that we see from the Braisa that the Mishnah is talking about specifically a case of Kalechas, and therefore we could bring a riot to the Shita Rab, Ayin Shom. And before we continue, although when we learned on Gemara and we spoke about a wall that was 4 ames tall, we mentioned that if it's exactly 4 ames tall, then certainly you'd be Potter, and the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah is if we say Ad Ba'ad Bechal or Ad V'Loy Ba'ad Bechal. However, Ayin the Shita Mekubetzes, who brings a very interesting Ra'ah, that he actually says that in the case of Abba Ames, we actually don't know what the din would be, and he states as follows: Va'abba Ames mitzum tzamayis lo yadinu tamayu v'lo ichbas lo nami dal kaim lo nibidei odom yef shalot tzamtem. It's actually yef shalot tzamtem, and therefore you'll never have a case where something's exactly 4 ames ayin shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that another way that ruin will be potter is if there was a derech rabim between his sada and between Shimon's sada. And of course, when we're discussing a derech rabim, that doesn't have to have all the din of rishis rabim, and just means that you have the space that equals the derech rabim, which is 16 ames. And lemaisa in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Alef Amud Beis that we'll have in a moment, we will see that this is actually a 4-way machlekes as to when you will be potter. And therefore, Agamara states, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, Rava. Rava therefore says, Rabbi Lezi, it's going with Shitas Rabbi Lezi that we will have in the Mishnah and Amud Beis, the Tana, as we will see in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezi states, Sheisha Sa'ama Kader Rishis Rabim, that as long as there's a space of 16 Amis, which is the size of Rishis Rabim, then Ruvi will be potter. And the Gemara continues and quotes for the next case of the Mishnah, Oinar, or if there was a river between Ruvin Sada and Shimon Sada, then Reuven will be Potter. And the Gemara brings machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omer Nar Mamish. Rav hold that the Mishnah is referring to an actual river. Shmuel Omer Risa D'Aloi. And Shmuel says we're referring to an irrigation canal. And Rashi says Yar Katan is referring to a small narrow canal. Shadol Menu Mashkin Sades that they draw from it and they watered their fields. And the Gemara explains Mad Omer Nar Mamish according to Rav that says we're referring to an actual river. Avagav Lekam Ayon, even if there's no water in the river. And immediately Taisa points out but Avagav Rishus Rav Boy Tess Zayin Amos, that even though B'negei Rishis Rabim, we need 16 Amos, and L'chari, if there's no water in the river, L'chari, that should be no less than Rishis Rabim. However, Hachas Sagi B'ches Amos, over here, even if the river bed would be 8 Amos wide, it would be enough, M'tech Sha'an Na'amek, because it's much deeper, V'gam Yesh Be'i Kriyus Mayim, Sha'ivim Be'i Tamid, and since there is some water that flows through the river bed at all times, and consistently, therefore, it keeps the bottom of this river cool, and therefore, it'll actually prevent the fire from jumping over, even though it's only 8 Amos wide. And clearly we see from Tesis that at least according to Rav, when our Mishnah mentions a Nar, it is referring to a Nar, which is at least 8 Amis wide, which is similar to the Brisa that we previously had. However, Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maslam, Manda Omer Nar Mamish, Avagav Les Ben Maya, the Rashi says, the Hill of Rachav, Havi Kederach Rabim, that since it's wide, therefore it's considered like a Derech Rabim, and some explain, the Rashi is telling us that in the case where it's a dry riverbed, then you would actually have to have 16 Amis like a Derech Rabim, but of course it's possible to explain that Rashi just means that since this Nar is 8 Amis wide, therefore we give it a din like a derech rabim. And the Gemara continues, Man Omar Risa Daloi, and according to Shmuel that says that when the Mishnah mentioned a Nar, it's referring to irrigation canal, Yisbe Maya in, Avalespe Maya Loi, that since it's so narrow, therefore the only way that's considered a separation between Ruvain's fire and Shimon's field is only if there was water inside the Nar. However, if there's no water inside the Nar, or very little water, then it would not be considered a proper separation. And keep in mind that Rashi over here, as well as specifically in Rashi and Dafnur Bays, Rashi clearly states over there that the dimensions of an Arisa D'Daloi is 1 amma deep by 1 amma wide, and therefore Lefi Shmuel, when our Mishnah mentions a Nar, it's even talking about a Nar that's 1 amma wide, and the Mishnah is not going like the Brisa that we had before, that clearly said that in order to be Potter, you have to have a Nar that's Ches Amis, that's 8 ammas wide. And the Gemara continues, Tanan Hasam, we learned in Mishnah Masech Tzpeah that the Pasuk states, Lo Yisrachala Pa'as Sadcha, and we learned that there's a Chiv to leave Peah in every single one of your fields, and certainly there's a din that Ein Nesnim Misad L'Chavrasa, that you can't go and leave pay in one field in order to be Yaitzi Achiv on a separate field. And the Mishnah discusses at one point do we consider two different areas as two separate fields. And the Mishnah states, Ve'ilu Mafsik L'Peya, that these are the things that would be Mafsik B'negei Peya. And the first thing is Hanachal, as Rashi says, Sodom Mikan V'Sodom Mikan. Reuven has a field on one side of Hanachal, and he has a stud on the other field of Hanachal, V'Nachal Omuk Be'emtza, and there's a deep valley in between, Chayiv L'Neich Peya Mikolach Vechod, then Reuven will be Chayiv to leave a separate piece of Peya in each of his fields. Number two, the Mishnah states Vashleilus, which the Gemara will explain in a moment. Number three, Viderach Yochid, if there's actually a path that belongs to Yochid that's between the two fields, and as Rashi tells us that the Derech Yochid is defined as a 4 amma wide piece of land and a 4 amma road that's in between the two fields. And number four, Viderach Rabim, and if there's a 16 amma road in between the two fields. And keep in mind that we already saw in the Braisa B'negei fire that the Braisa stated over Nari Shleilus Shehim Rechavim Ches Amis Potter that Reuven would be Potter. And now we see in the Mishnah Masechta Peah the Lashon of Shleilus. And the Gemara asks, "My Shleilus, what what's the definition of shloilis? And I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Makav Shemega Sham Shalom Sham. It refers to a large puddle of water where a lot of rain gathers into that area. And as Rashi says, Shloilim Miskapten, it's a lashon of gathering, Kamoim Menashol Shalbeim, which refers to a collection of eggs. And Rabbi Amar Rabbechon, Rabbi says the name of Rabbechon, Amas Hamayim Shemachalek Shol Lagafel. The definition of a shloilis is an irrigation canal, and the reason why it's called a shloilis is because the water overflows into the adjoining fields, and that causes fruits to grow, and therefore causes bounty, which is a lashon of shalol. And as Rashi says, Shemashkin Oisim Emena Behin Oisim Peiris, and the Gemara continues and brings a nafkamina b'negid adinam apaya, as Mam Da'om Makom Shemeg Sham Shalul Sham, according to Rabbi Huda name of Shmuel, that says the lashon of shloilis is referring to Makom Shemeg Sham Shalul Sham, and it's referring to a large puddle. If a puddle is considered a separation between the two fields, so Kolshkin Amasamayim, certainly Shmuel would agree that in the case where it is an irrigation canal between the two fields, that certainly would be considered a separation between the Gaya Peah, Uman Oma Amasamayim. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, it says we were dafka referring to an Amasamayim, Avamokh Shabig Sham Shalun Sham, Loy Mavsky. However, if you only had a very large puddle between the two fields, that would not be considered a hefsik. The Hanu Bagdan Aramikra, as when there's a large puddle in someone's field, people don't look at it as two separate fields. They will actually say that there's a puddle that is in Reuven's field, and therefore it's actually Nikra al Shem Sada, and therefore we can't consider it a separation. Mashenkin, when you have an Amasamayim, then they look at it as a mamish separation between the two fields, and therefore we can look at it as Reuven has a Sada A on one side of the Amasamayim, and he has Sada B on the other side of the Amasamayim, and therefore Reuven would have to take off payas separately for each of his Sadais. Before we continue, let's point out three different points. Number one, Taisit Niba Maskal Eglim Afsiklam Peah points out that Lachira, why does the Mishnah state in Mesechus Peah Derech Yochid and Derech Rabim? If Lachira Derech Yochid is considered separation, then certainly a Derech Rabim, which is four times as large, is definitely considered a separation, and it's considered two separate fields. And Ayin Taisis, who brings the Teretz from the Yerushalmi. And number two, according to Rashi, when Rabbi Yechon said, Amas Amayim Shemachalek Shol Lagafel, the Lashon Shol is referring to the bounty of the fruits that the Sada will eventually give off and the Sada will produce. However, Ayin Taisis, and it's clearer in the Shittim Kubetzes in the name of Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, that he brings down Pirish, Kishigodla Amma Mismalim in Amayim Habor, Vashichav Am Oris, Hamashkim Bem Sades, that when an irrigation canal fills up, then it pours out its water into Boyer Shichram Oris, then they take water from there in order to water the field. The Hashadicha Shapel, Lishna Mischaleka Sholom min Amayim Shabamo, and the Lashon of Sholom is referring to the actual water because it is actually overflowing and it's giving its bounty to the Boyer Shichram Oris. And finally, number three, that we just saw that the Gemara gave us an afkamina between the way Shmuel explained the Lashon Shloilis and according to Rabbi Yechon, in a case where there was a large puddle of water between the two fields, and that would be an afkamina between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. However, Ayin of Mefarshim, who discussed if this would actually be an afkamina, penegated din of Hezek of Eish as well, or would we say that this nafkamina is only relevant to the din of Peah? However, penegated a Hezek of Eish, then all agree that as long as you have some separation between Reuven's fire and Shimon's field, that Reuven would still be potter. And even Rabbi Yechon would agree that as long as there's a puddle of water that separates between the fire of Reuven and Shimon's field, that Reuven would be potter. And this opinion is brought down by the Shittim and Kubetzes in the name of the Ra'ah. And we continue with the new Mishnah on Daf Samach Alvam Beis, and the Mishnah states, Hamadlik B'teich Shaloi, if Reuven creates a fire within his own Sada, Akam Tava Adleka, until what point would Reuven be Chayiv if his fire goes and damages Shimon's field? Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah Omer, Reinei Sekilu Be'emtzu Beis Kor. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah tells us that we look at it as if he's in the middle of a Beis Kor, and as long as Reuven left a space between his fire and Shimon's field of a half a Beis Kor, then Reuven would be Potter, and the size of a half a Beis Kor is approximately 137 Amos. And the Mishnah continues with the second Shita, which is the Shita of our Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Ben Aleph, as we mentioned previously. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Tes Zayin Amos, Kederech Hashis Rabim. Rabbi Elazar says, as long as you have 16 Amos between your fire and Shimon's field, which is the size of a standard Hashis Rabim, then Reuven would be Potter. The third Shita is Rabbi Kiva Omer Chamishim Amos. Rabbi Kiva says, you have to have 50 Amos, and Rabbi Shimon Omer. And finally, the fourth Shita is Rabbi Shimon, that says, the Pasuk says, Shalom Shalom Amavis HaBeira, HaKol Fiyad Leiko. And as Rashi explains, Kasalka Daitach, at this point, we think that what Rabbi Shimon means is Hachikama, HaKol Yishalim, that he has to pay for all damages, Kol Kamish Hidlik, Bein Rachim Mekarv, and it doesn't make a difference how far or how close he causes damages, Reuven will always be chayiv to pay for the damages. And our Gemara begins that since we think that what Rabbi Shimon meant of Shalom Shalom Amavis HaBeira, HaKol Fiyad Leiko, and you're always going to be chayiv, so the Gemara is, for less Rabbi Shimon, Shiur B'Leiko, are you telling me that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that there's any shear with Reuven Potter at all when he creates a fire, and in all cases always be chayiv? The Gemara is a stira to Rabbi Shimon, as Vatan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra that teaches us, Lo Yamid Adam Tana B'Teich HaBayis, Elam Kin Yesh Al Gaboy Goy V'Dal. valid amos that Reuven cannot set up an oven in his home unless he has empty space on top of his oven, which is at least 4 amos of space, as this way it won't catch on to his rooftop and it won't cause a fire. And as Rashi says, Loyamid Bnei Iyam Akvinalov, and the people of the city can prevent Reuven from having this oven in his home. Shalitavara Ish Patikra, the people of the city have a concern that there shouldn't be a major fire in Reuven's home. And of course, in those days, the fires would spread very easily from home to home. Ayin Taisis, who explains that we're not referring to the people of the city, but we're referring to Shufim in a home. Reuven owned the first floor and Shimon owned the second floor. And Shimon has a right to prevent Reuven from making an oven in his home. Reuven doesn't leave at least 4 amis of airspace above his oven. Similarly, the Mishnah in Bava Basra continues, Hayamamid Balia, that if Reuven sets up his oven in his attic in his second story, then he has to make sure that there's a layer of plaster which is above the beams that is between his first and second floor, which will be enough to fireproof that the fire doesn't catch on to the first floor. And of course, according to Rashi, this is referring to the people of the city, and according to Taisis, this part of the Brisa is referring to the owner of the first floor, that he could prevent the owner of the second floor from building his oven unless he has 3 tvachim of fireproofing between his oven and the first floor. And the Mishnah continues with a kura tavach, and if this oven is not a tana, but it's a kura, and a kura doesn't give off as much heat as a tana, therefore all you require is a tavach and not 3 tvachim, then hizik mishal mashizik. And Tanakhama teaches us that even though Reuven went and did all these things, but if it actually causes damage, then Reuven will still be chayiv to pay for damages. And Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, that these sharim were given, that this is a normal way to prevent fires, and therefore if a fire actually occurs, you're considered oinis, and therefore you won't be chayiv to pay, and Reuven will actually be potter. So clearly we see from this Mishnah, Maseches Bava Basra, that Reb Shimon holds that as long as someone creates a fire in a space where he doesn't have to think they'll actually spread, then he's potter. And therefore, how could it be that Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah that shalim mishalim ma'avis habeira ha'kolofi adleika, and you're always going to be chayiv, and even if you took precautions and you made sure that your fire was separated from Shimon's field by a large space? Because of this question, the Gemara states, Amram Nachman Amar Rabba Avua, from Nachman states in the name of Rabba Avua, ha'kolofi ha'goiv adleika, that in the Chanami, Reb Shimon meant to teach us in the Mishnah, is that when the Torah tells us shalim mishalim ma'avis habeira ha'kolofi adleika, it doesn't mean that he's always going to be chayiv, it just means dependent on the size of the fire and dependent on how wild this fire is, then Reuven will have different liabilities and different responsibilities. So for example, it's a very controlled fire, then you might not have to give it so much space, and it's a very large and uncontrollable fire, then you may have to have a much larger space in order to become potter. And therefore Reb Shimon just not giving an exact shear as the other 3 Tanaim of the Mishnah are giving. Reb Shimon is saying that the shear is very subjective and we have to look at each fire individually. And the Gemara continues that even though on Samach Aleph Manal, the Gemara stated that the Mishnah over there that said Derech Rabim is going according to Reb Elezer, and as the Gemara stated, Man Tana, Rabbi Reb Elezer, he did not. Reb Elezer, Ima, Shei Shesu Amis, Kederech Rishis Rabim. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Halach Reb Shimon, the Halach follows Reb Shimon, Bechein Reb Nachman, Shmuel, Halach Reb Shimon. And as Taz points out, at the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Manal, the reason why we pass like Reb Shimon and not like the Stam Mishnah, which go like Reb Elezer, because we have a general rule that when we have one Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, and then we have a Machlekes regarding the same point in the same Masechta, that certainly we don't go with the klal of Halach Stam Mishnah, and therefore we could pass like Reb Shimon. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Amadus HaGadosh, if Reuven creates a fire in his own Rishus, and then the fire travels to Shimon's Rishus, burns a stack of Tua of Shimon, V'hoyu by Kalim, and there were Kalim that were inside this pile of Tua, V'dolkai, and it also burnt up the Kalim as well. So this Mishnah teaches us the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chaman, B'digeya Tamim Be'esh, and Rabbi Yehuda Ima Mishal Mashim Teichai. Yehuda does not learn that there's any Petor for Tamim, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that Reuven have to pay for everything that's within the Gadish, and even though Reuven could not see what was inside the Gadish, V'chamayim Ein Mishalim El Gadish Shalchitin Oishel Sarim, and the Chamim hold that Reuven only have to pay a pile of Tua of wheat or of barley, depending of course if the Gadish was of Chitin or of Sarim, and Reuven will not be responsible for anything that was hidden underneath the Chitin or underneath the Sarim. And of course, L'fi the Chachamim, this sheet is based on the Gzeir Sakosev that the Pasuk says, Oya Kamar. They learned that Reuven's only Chayiv for the standing grain and something which is exposed and not something that's concealed underneath the grain. And keep in mind that although we had 3 Mishnahs on Daf Samach Aleph, and the only time that the Mishnah mentioned that he was Madlid B'Teich Shaloi was in the middle Mishnah, however, the Rishonim explained that all 3 Mishnayos are specifically referring to a case where Reuven created the fire within his own field, and then the fire traveled to Shimon's field. And this is based on the Pasuk that states, Ki Tzeitzi Eishu Matzah Kaitzim V'Nechel Gadish, and it's Mashma that the Eish went out from Reuven's Rishus, and the standard Hezek of Eish is not talking about a scenario Reuven actually created a fire in Shimon's Rishus. Mishos B'Yadayim, as in that case, Reuven potentially would be Chayiv based on the din of Adam HaMazik. The Mishnah continues with the din that we already spoke about on Daf Chav Beis when we spoke about the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Bechon, if Isha Mishum Moinei or Isha Mishum Chitzav. And the Mishnah states, Hayagidi Kafaslai, Reuven lit a fire and it burns the Goddish of Shimon, and Shimon also had a goat that was tied to the Goddish, the Evid Samachlai, and there was an Evid Knadi that was right next to the Goddish, and the Evid could have run away, and Venisuv Yumoi and the Gedi, as well as the Evid, is burnt together with the stack. Then the Mishnah teaches us that since Reuven is potter for killing the Evid, because the Evid could have run away, and therefore he's not considered that he murdered the Evid, therefore we don't have the din of Kamen Rabbanei, and therefore Reuven would be Chayev for killing Shimon's Gedi. And Rashi points out that Reuven is Chayev for the Gedi because the Pasuk says, Oya Kama, and as we learned previously, the Umaba called Bali Kaima, and of course Bali Chayim are considered Bali Kaima. And the Mishnah continues, Evid Kafaslai v'Gedi Samakloi, if the Evid Knani was actually tied to the Goddish and he couldn't run away, and there was a Gedi that was right next to the Goddish, Venisuv Yumoi, and the Evid Knani as well as the Gedi were burnt up with the stack, and the Evid and the Gedi now died. Since if Reuven killed the Evid B'Mezid, he would be Chayim Misa, because of course he's Chayim Misa for killing an Evid Knani, therefore the din of Kamen Rabbanei would apply, and even in the case where Reuven did so B'Shoigeg, or in the case where Reuven did not have a straw, however, of course, we have the din of Tanur Rechiska, the Chayim Misha Shoigeg are Peturim Mitashlumin, and therefore Reuven will be Potter from Tashlumin, and not only will he be Potter for paying for the Gedi, but Reuven will be Potter, and he won't have to pay for the Goddish either. And Ayin Rashi points out that when the Rashi stated that the Gedi was Kafaslai, in that case you're going to be Chayiv, is Lav Dafka that the Gedi was tied to the Goddish, and even if the Gedi was standing next to the Goddish, Reuven will be Chayiv because the Gedi is not about Das, and therefore doesn't have Das to run away, and therefore Reuven is Chayiv, even in the case that the Gedi was not Kafas. And the only reason why the Mishnah mentions that the Gedi was Kafas was because in the Sefer we're talking about an Evid Kafaslai, therefore the Rashi we spoke about a Gedi Kafaslai in order to be symmetrical. However, then Rashi says that in a Chanami, the only time you'd be Chayiv for a Gedi is only in the case of Kafas, but if it would be Samach, Reuven would be Potter. And in a Chanami, in the Sefer, when we said B'Gedi Samachlai, it's teaching us a separate din and telling us if there was ever Kafaslai, then you could be Potter for the Goddish because of Kamen Rabbanei. And if there was a Gedi that was next to the Goddish and it wasn't tied to the Goddish, even without the Svar of Kamen Rabbanei, Reuven would be Potter for the Gedi because the Gedi should have run away. Rashi continues, V'afagav the Pasha B'Shechli Perek Sheni, and even though in Daf Chav Zayin we learned, Shayur Kermainoi, the Meniach Kachelis Alav V'Nisuf Chayiv, that if Reuven places a Kachelis on top of a Shar, that Reuven is going to be Chayiv, Hasam Hu Deniach Al Gabi Shar, over there because you place the coal on the Shar, D'loi Hoyle L'Shar Litol, as certainly a Shar can't take the Kachelis off, Aval Hacha Hoyle L'Vreach, but over here, certainly there's a Svar, that when seeing the fire, the Gedi should have run away, and therefore Reuven would be Potter, even without the Svar of Kamen Rabbanei, and according to this Pshat of Rashi, certainly it makes sense why the Mishnah talks about a case of a Gedi. However, according to the first Pshat of Rashi, L'Chari, it doesn't make sense why the Mishnah had to talk about a Gedi at all, as L'Chari, the Mishnah could have just taught us the din of Kamen Rabbanei and spoken about the actual Goddish and didn't have to bring in a case of a Gedi. And I in the Sugya, where we spoke about this in detail on Daf Chav Beis. And keep in mind, as we already mentioned, that our Mishnah works out very well according to Rabbi Yechon, the Isha Mishum Chitzav, and therefore Reuven be Chayev for killing the Evid Knani. However, according to Reish Lakish, the Isha Mishum Moinai, the Gemara explains that the only way that Reuven is going to be Chayev Misa and the concept of Kamlei B'Rabbanei applies is only in the case where Reuven actually went and lit the fire on the Evid itself, and therefore was considered a Maisu B'Yadayim, Ayin in the Sugya on Daf Chav Beis. The Mishnah continues that although there's machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim B'Degei Tam Beish, that is only talking about a case where Reuven lit the fire in his own Rishus. However, the Mishnah continues, Moedun Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, that Chachamim Moedun Rabbi Yehuda, B'Madg Sabira, Shumishalim Kol Mashu B'Teicha, that if Reuven lights a fire directly onto Shimon's house or onto a tower, that he would pay everything that's inside the home, Shekin Derepnei Adam L'Nich B'Batam, as he could expect that Reuven would have different things in the home, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv, and the Ptur of Taman doesn't apply at all. We'll get back to this point when we learn the Gemara, and the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Kana states, Machlekes B'Madg B'Teich Shaloi, V'Hochel V'Ochel B'Teich Shachaveri, that the only time we have Machlekes between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is only when Reuven lit a fire within his own Sada, and then when it traveled, and the fire then damaged items in Shimon's Sada, to Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv and Iske Taman Be'ish, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yechayiv for Taman Be'ish, Rabban and Patri, and Rabban hold when we have a Hezek of Eish, then you're going to be Potter based on Exeris HaKosev, that's Memayi Taman Be'ish, Al Madl B'Teich Shechaveri, but if Reuven goes and directly lights a fire within his friend's field, and Reuven did not have permission to do so, so Divya Kol Mishalim Kol Meshav B'Teichai, then even Rabban agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that the Ptur of Taman doesn't apply, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv to pay for everything that he damaged, and even if it was Taman. And the Gemara continues, the Amalei Rava says to Rav Kana, that's Mashma from Yoloshin, according to Rabbanon, once Reuven lights a fire in Shimon's Rishus, then Reuven's going to be chayiv for everything, and even if it's not normal to actually hide that item underneath the Gaddish, and therefore Rabbi Yehesi Hachi, and Tani Sefer Moedim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, according to you, why does Sefer tell us a case that the Chacham Moed Rabbi Yehuda B'madach Sabira Shemishal and Kalm Shabbatecha Shekin Derech B'Yad B'Lanich B'Batim, then in the case where Reuven lit a fire on Shimon's home, then Reuven's going to be chayiv for anything that's in his home, because it's normal for people to place things in the home. Lifli V'listening B'Dah L'Chayr, he should teach us the din on a Gaddish itself, and he should teach us B'Med V'Murim, that the only time we said according to Chacham that the Ptur of Taman by Eish is only B'Madach B'Teich Shalai, where Reuven lit a fire in his own rishus, L'Halcha V'Achal B'Teich Shechaveri, then it went in damage in the field of Shimon, and it is only in that case where the Chacham said it is a Ptur of Taman by Eish. However, Avol Madach B'Teich Shechaveri, Divrei HaKol Mishalom Kol Masher B'Teichai, but if Reuven would have lit a fire on Shimon's field, then Reuven would be chayiv for everything that's inside the Gaddish, as the Ptur of Taman doesn't apply at all. By the fact that the Mishnah did not bring this case, Elam Rava, therefore Rava says, B'tati Pligi, really there's two machleks in between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. It's Pligi B'madlik B'teich Shaloi V'Halcha V'Achal B'teich Shechaveri. There's one machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan in a case where Reuven lit a fire in his own field, and then it traveled and it went and damaged Shimon's field. Rabbi Yehuda M'chayiv Atam Beish. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda said Yechayiv for anything that's within that stack, and even if it's something that's not usual to be hidden in that stack. For example, if Shimon would have hidden his wallet within the stack, then Reuven would still be chayiv because the Ptur Tumin doesn't apply at all. And when damaging someone, you have to take into account that it could be that they hid something underneath the stack, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. And Rabbanan Savri loy mechayiv, the Rabbanan hold that in that case, even if Shimon would have hidden something which is normal to hide in a Gaddish, even so, the Xeris HaKasa tells us that there's a Ptur of Tumin, and therefore Reuven is going to be Potter. Then Upligi Nami B'madlik B'shel Chaveri, and there's a separate machlekes in a case where Reuven lit a fire directly in Shimon's property. As Rabbi Yehuda Sava Mishalom Kol Moshe B'teicha V'Afilu Anaki, Rabbi Yehuda holds that certainly there is no Ptur of Taman at all, as is never Ptur of Taman. And we also say that Reuven can't taina that I didn't think that it was an anaki underneath this pile of Tfuah, and Reuven will even be chayiv to pay to Shimon even for things which is not normal to generally place them and hide them underneath a pile of Tfuah. And even in that case, Reuven will be chayiv to pay for the anaki. Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan hold that certainly there's no Ptur of Taman over here, because Reuven lit up this fire in Shimon's Rishus, and therefore it's a chiv of Mazik B'Yadayim. However, Kelim Shidakel Hatman B'Gadish could go in Marigan Klibaka Hud Mishalim. Now, though certainly, since there's no Ptur of Taman, because the Ptur of Taman is only in a case where Reuven lit up the fire in his own Rishus, which is a chiv based on the Hezek of Eish. However, over here we're talking about a case where Reuven lit the fire Shimon's Rishus. However, Lemaisa, there's a svara that Reuven should only be chayiv to pay for those items where it's normal for Shimon to hide them in the stack of grain. And for example, like a kli called Marigan and kli baka, and Rashi says Marigan is crushim nekuvin over henny sedais vidoshim ben satfua. It was some sort of a tool that they used to use in order to thresh the tfua. And since certainly it's normal for a person to go and hide this tool within his stack of tfua, therefore Reuven's going to be chayiv, as Reuven should have realized that there might be kelim within the Gaddish, and that's why Reuven's going to be chayiv. However, if Reuven burns down the Gaddish of Shimon and Shimon was hiding his wallet or a pile of cash underneath this pile of grain, then Reuven will be potter, as that is not something that would be a sukiya daite, and Reuven didn't have to take that into account. And as the Gemara tells us, kelim she'in dakel hatman begodish loy mishalim, that Reuven would not have to pay for any of those instruments or anything of Shimon that is not normal to hide in the Gaddish. And if Shimon hid his wallet underneath this pile, then Reuven would be potter for paying for his wallet. And according to the Rava, the Mishnah makes a lot of sense, that the Mishnah is telling us that the only time the Chum waited to Rabbi Yehuda is only a case where Reuven lit up a house which was in Shimon's Rishus. And that case, certainly, Reuven is going to have to pay for anything that's in the home, because it's normal for a person to hide anything in his home, and doesn't make a difference if it's a wallet or if it's klibaka or anything else, that Reuven would still be responsible. And that's why the Mishnah said, in that case, he's mishalom kol masher b'teicha shekein derech b'adam l'nich b'batam. However, if Reuven makes a lot of sense that the Mishnah could not bring us a case where Reuven created a fire in someone else's Rishus, and then he burnt down Shimon's Gaddish, as in that case, there still is a machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that Reuven will be chayiv for everything, and Chum holds that the only kelim you would be chayiv on are only those which are dak and hatman begadish, could go in Marigan Klibaka. However, Reuven would not be chayiv for Shimon's wallet, since there is a kli that's in dak and hatman begadish, and therefore loy mishalim. And let us see the lashon of Taisus, three lines on the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph from Beis, where Taisus says, "V'tamayu yesh lefarish," that this first machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is as follows: Rabbi Yehuda le pata b'tamun klal. Rabbi Yehuda never patters someone for tamun, and therefore Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay anything that's within the Gaddish, and it doesn't make a difference if Reuven lit the fire within his own Rishus, or if Reuven created the fire in Shimon's Rishus. However, Rabbanan hold that the Gzer Yes, a kosov of Tamun was stated specifically b'madik b'teshaloi patri, and it's only where Reuven created a fire in his own rishus, and then it traveled to Shimon's rishus. Then the Torah said that he potter k'demash b'kra, as the pasuk states kiseitze eish the ayri b'madik b'teshaloi, and therefore it's mashma that's talking about only a situation where Reuven created a fire within his own rishus. But if Reuven created a fire within his friend's rishus mechayev, then he's going to be chayev b'davar shadakel hatman, as long as that item was something which is normal to go and hide underneath that stack or in that location. And the reason is le'eshchan the potter be'kra tamon, as we don't have exeris akasev to teach us that tamon would be potter in the case where Reuven created the fire in Shimon's rishus. And Taisa continues that lefid rabbanon u'davar shein dakoi patri misfara. Rabbanon hold, although we don't have a p'tor of tamon by eish where you created the fire in Shimon's rishus, however, it is still a svara to say that if there's something that's hidden away in an area where it's not normal for it to be hidden, then misvarad le'bayle le'sukadayte shinich adam anaki b'gadish, as we explained when we learned the Gemara. And the Gemara continues, talking about it, we learned the b'risa ha'madak sagadish, if Reuven creates a fire and it goes and damages Shimon's field and it damages Shimon's pile of wheat, v'hayabay kelim, and there were kelim that were hidden in the gadish, v'dokoy, and it burned that down and destroyed them, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the concept of tamun, and therefore you're going to pay anything that was in the gadish, and even if it's something which is not derech to go and hide in the gadish. And the chacham hold that since it's talking about a case where Reuven created this fire within his own rishus, therefore there is a p'tor of tamun, and therefore in a mishalm al gadish shel chitin or gadish shel sarin, if Reuven burned down a pile of wheat of Shimon, he would have to pay a full pile of wheat, and if he burned down a pile of barley, then Reuven would have to pay Shimon a pile of barley. Raisa continues, v'rei makom kelim ki iluhu malei tfuah. We now would have to make a cheshbin, and we would consider the airspace where the kelim is currently as if it was all filled with barley or with wheat, and therefore we would have to pay a full pile of barley or of wheat. This part of the Brisa is exactly like a Mishnah, however the Brisa clarifies v'rei makom kelim ki iluhu malei tfuah, which the Mishnah did not state. And we continue on Daf Samach Beis and Aleph, and the Brisa continues, b'med v'amurim, when do we say this din? B'mad l'b'tei shaloi, that is only when Reuven created fire within his own field, b'hoch v'dok b'tei shechaveri, and then it went and traveled and it damaged Shimon's field. But if Reuven created the fire within Shimon's field, and we will be gerus like Rashi does, Mishal and Masha B'teichai, then even the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that Reuven won't be completely potter from Tamon. Reuven would at least be chayev to pay, according to Rabbanon, on Kalim Shadak and Lahatman Begodish, Kugoy Marigan or Klibaka, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be chayev for everything that's underneath the Godish. And of course, we just explained the Brisa according to Shita's Rava. However, according to Rabbi Kana, the girsa that we have of Mishal and Kal Masha B'teichai would work out perfectly, as Lefi Rav Kana, once there is no p'tor of Tamun, then the Rabbanon agreed completely to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven would be chayiv to pay for anything that's within the Gadish, and even if it's in Dak and Lahatman, and even for a wallet that was hidden in the Gadish. However, certainly according to the Gersa Rashi, when it says that Mishal Masha B'teichai, according to Rav Kana, will understand the Brisa as telling us that according to Rabbanon, they would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that he pay for everything that's in the Gadish, and even if Shimon's wallet was Tamun in the Gadish, Reuven would still be chayiv, even though it's in Dak and Lahatman, the Gadish. And Ayin and Tap Tesis and Daf Samach Beizim and Alav Diva Maskel B'medvim Room, where Taisis actually is Gerus, the Lashem Mekshal and Kol Mashem B'teichai, and even so he explains the Brisa according to Rava and according to Rabbanon Ayin Sham. And finally the Brisa continues, Moed Rabbi Yehuda L'chachamim, even though Rabbi Yehuda has a P'tor of Taman B'degei Eish, but that P'tor would only be in a case of Eish and not in a case where someone is Chayiv based on Adam HaMazik, or in a case that he's Chayiv based on Chiyuv Shmira. And as the Brisa continues, B'mashem Makom L'chaver L'hagdish Gadish, if Reuven gave permission to Shimon to pile up his grain in Reuven's Sada, the Higdish Behitman, instead of Shimon only bringing in Tfuah into Reuven's field, he brought in his Tfuah and he hid items underneath the Tfuah, She'im Mishal, Medmei Gadish Bilvad, then even if Reuven now creates a fire that burns down the Gadish of Shimon, then Reuven will only be Chayiv for the actual Gadish and not for anything that's underneath the Gadish, as Rashi says, like Kabbalah and through to the Gadish, because over here it's a din of Shmira, and Reuven only accepted upon himself to guard and to protect the pile of grain of Shimon and nothing else. And the Brisa continues, L'hagdish chitin, if Reuven gave permission to Shimon to pile up his wheat in his sada, v'higdish sa'irin, and instead Shimon piled up barley, or sa'irin v'higdish chitin, or Reuven gave permission to Shimon to pile up barley, and instead he piled up wheat, or chitin v'chifin b'sa'irin, or Reuven gave him permission to pile up wheat, and instead Shimon went and piled up wheat, and he covered it with barley, or sa'irin v'chipan b'chitin, or if Reuven gave permission to Shimon to pile up barley in his rishus, and instead Shimon piled up barley, but he covered it over with wheat, she'ena mishal, mildmei sa'irin milvad, certainly in all these cases, Reuven will only be chayav to pay to Shimon the value of sa'irin. And Rashi points out in the case of chitin v'chifim b'sa'irin, that even though Reuven gave permission to Shimon Shimon to pile up wheat, and he only covered up with Sarim, so maybe we should see that Reuven really took responsibility for Chitin, and ultimately there was Chitin underneath the pile. Zok Rashi, Av Pishim Nesel Rishus L'Chitin, Enim Shalom El Sarim, the Amalei, because Reuven says to Shimon, L'Risi El Sarim, as although it's true that I gave you permission to pile up your wheat in my field, however, I only saw Sarim there, L'Fikach L'Nizat Ben Kolkach, and therefore I wasn't so careful, and that's why the damage happened to your Sarim. But Enim Chinam, if I would have known that it was Chitin, I would have been more careful, and possibly the damage wouldn't have occurred, and therefore I'm only chayiv to pay you a pile of barley. Ayin Tesis points out that in the second case that we just mentioned, Reuven gave permission to Shimon to put his barley there, and instead Shimon placed wheat there, that Reuven is only chayiv to pay barley. Zok Tesis, that specifically we're talking about a case where Reuven actually created a fire in his own reshus, and then afterwards it spread to the area that Reuven allowed Shimon to place his tefuah in. However, Tesis points out that if we're talking about a case where Reuven actually went and lit up this pile of tefuah of Shimon, so if he actually did that b'yadayim, certainly since Reuven is actually causing this hezek b'yadayim, so Reuven can't taina that I shouldn't be potter for the chitin because I didn't give you permission to go and place the chitin there. If l'maisa Reuven saw that there was a pile of wheat there and he went and b'yadayim, he goes and damages the chitin, then certainly he would have to pay for the full pile of chitin, ayin and taisis, and we will stop over here.